This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, happy February 14th. It is Valentine's Day, and a happy Hallmark holiday to all of you out there this morning. Hope you're having a great day. A little chilly. My truck said like 9 degrees this morning. I didn't think it was that cold. The official temperature is in the teens right now, but it was there was definitely some frost, and you're going to have a chilly morning if you park your car outside for sure. No traffic problems yet. It's been a pretty smooth morning. Of course, it is still early. So accidents can happen. We'll get to more from Sue Thomas here coming up in just a couple of minutes. Mark Cox here along with Kim St. Ange and Carl Middleman. We'll get Ethan Bright in here with a look at in other news here before the end of the hour and a check of business. Next hour, Jim Carafano will be joining us, anxious to talk to Jim about all of the Russia-Ukraine peace talks that are floating around right now. Supposedly, Donald Trump has set the Middle East on fire, apparently, in addition to the peace talks with Ukraine. He's now talking about with leaders in the Middle East, and he's spurred conversations just like we thought. Because now the other countries in the Middle East are thinking, hey, wait a minute, maybe we should offer to go in and rebuild Gaza instead of the U.S. having to do that, because we don't want America, the evil empire, to own Gaza. If you don't see the chess game here, you're not paying attention. So we'll get to Jim Carafano on that coming up about 7:20 this morning. We're also going to talk to Congressman Eric Burleson. If you missed that DOGE committee hearing, that subcommittee hearing chaired by Marjorie Taylor Greene day before yesterday, you missed some fantastic points made by a senator, he used to be a Missouri senator, Congressman Eric Burleson. You missed out on that. We're going to get his thoughts this morning on all of these cuts, all of the cuts to the government workforce. I mean, it's Fast and Furious is what it is, and it's not a car movie. It's amazing to watch. Got all that coming up for you. We'll talk to Ryan Schmelz next on what they're going to do about tax cuts and that reconciliation bill as well in D.C. But first, Carl, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Ed Martin Jr. is not shy about his goals, nor short on bold positions. He has defended January 6 suspects in the past. He's also told so-called thugs with guns in the city to, quote, get the hell out of town.
Yeah, that's a profile they've done now on Ed Martin, who's the acting U.S. attorney now up in Washington, D.C., and he is fighting some pretty strong headwinds, just like he might here in St. Louis, when it comes to stopping criminals.
Mr. Secretary, who can bench press more, Hegseth or you?
I would say Pete can probably. I've had shoulder surgeries.
That guy is buff. No matter whether he's had shoulder surgeries or not, that was RFK Jr. Obviously, you saw Hegseth doing PT with a bunch of soldiers. One of them looked like the Incredible Hulk when he was jogging with him in Europe the other day. But this is going to be fun.
I have no idea if he had polio. All I can tell you about him is that he shouldn't have been leader. He knows that. He voted against Bobby. He votes against almost everything now. He's a, you know, very bitter guy.
Donald Trump having a little fun with Mitch McConnell, who has apparently just decided that he's no longer a Republican when it comes to his votes in the Senate.
A desert solar project once hailed as the future of solar and clean energy. Now the owners of this giant field of mirrors in the Mojave Desert have announced it's closing down.
Wow. Wow. Did you hear this story on CNN this week, folks? Raise your hand if you remember Solyndra. Do you remember Solyndra? This was the Obama era. The program to let's make solar energy and battery powered stuff a thing, even though the technology is not ready for it, right? Solyndra was the wasting of billions. You talk about wasting of taxpayer money. Solyndra threw billions of dollars of loan guarantees to people who cooked up half-baked ideas about starting up solar fields and all that stuff. And hybrid electric cars and this sort of thing, and battery storage to store the energy in once you've retrieved it from the sun or the wind or whatever. And it was a massive failure. Solyndra went bankrupt, and taxpayers lost I forget how many billions of dollars. In fact, when I worked at Channel 4, we did stories here in town. The Obama administration did its best to block us from getting the information on how much money they sent to a couple of local companies in St. Louis who did the same thing. They made a big proposal to Washington. Of course, they were willing to go along with it because they wanted to believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. And they spent all this money on it, and then the companies went bankrupt. And again, millions of taxpayer dollars gone. They didn't want anybody to know about that, but it happened. Well, here's a great example. I found this story for you from CNN, and they did this solar array out in the Mojave Desert. So between L.A. and Nevada, not much out there, right? Easy to get land because nobody's going to live in the desert. So they put these circular, they weren't solar panels. This is the weird thing about it. They were arrays. So they were mirrors designed to catch the reflection of the sun, and just like you would with a little handheld mirror if you were trying to catch the sun and, you know, shine it on something across the way. And in the middle of this circle, there was a tall tower that had black panels on top of it. And the idea here was that the sun would reflect off the mirrors inward to that tower, and it would heat it up. And it would boil water, and then the steam from the boiling water would create energy. Sounds like a great idea. Sounds like, wow, that's cheap. You're getting free power from the sun. You're boiling the water. It's creating the steam is creating a steam engine effect, and you're getting energy out of it. Blah blah. It's a great idea. Not so much. You got to listen to the problems they ended up having with this thing, and now all of that money is down the drain. This thing started in 2014 under Obama. Go to cut 10, Carl, please.
Ivan Paw, concentrated solar array. There's hundreds of thousands of mirrors that use computers to reflect the sun's energy as the sun moves at these three giant towers bigger than the Statue of Liberty. They boil water, which creates steam to create electricity. And when it was installed in 2014, it was one of the cutting edge options for a cleaner energy future. But it turns out that those mirrors are really hard to move in the desert right there. And boiling water and doing all of that is super complicated. Oh, and by the way, that concentrated heat would fry birds in flight as they flew through the paths. It was also a threat to the desert tortoise. So a lot of groups hated this thing. And now it looks like they are winding it down right now. About $1.5 billion, a little over, of federal loan money went into it. Unclear how much of that will get paid back.
None.
Of course, policy-wise, the Biden administration and Obama tried a lot of all of the above clean energy technology. Trump is trying to gut all that back. So for opponents to solar energy, this will be seen as a testament to wasted tax dollars.
Don't you think that they would have studied this, the potential negative impacts prior to installing all this? Like, isn't it common sense that that would happen? Like, as a kid, emphasis on kid, we had a frog in a playroom that had, you know, huge windows. And, you know, that frog basically, sadly, turned into like a cracker because it cooked them. Right? Oh, because of the glass.
Yeah.
It's like,
not intentionally,
well,
but
obviously, no, we didn't try to cook our frog. It was, you know, RIP to the frog. But, you know, as a kid, I learned that. So don't you think adults who probably study this type of stuff for a living would have figured that out, that this could impact the animals, for example?
Maybe they just didn't care because it's clean energy. You have to sacrifice something for clean energy. Obviously, since then, people have started paying attention to it. Now, what are they going to do with all that? If they wasted $1 billion to build it, now they have to go out and tear it out? They can't just leave all that stuff out in the middle of the desert.
Right. How much will that tear down cost?
I just don't know. It's insane. One more example. Critics will use this as an example. It was a huge failure. It should have never been built to begin with. Crazy stuff is what it is. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to our friend Ryan Schmelz. He's with Fox News Radio. They're perfecting that reconciliation bill up in D.C. That's going to hopefully have some big cuts in it. We'll talk to Ryan about the details coming up.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2024, there was an estimated $162 billion in improper payments. Earned income tax credit, this is having to do with earned income tax credit, it was $15.9 billion, having to do with food stamps, improper. $10.5 billion in improper payments. Restaurant Revitalization Fund, $8.7 billion. Supplemental Security Income, $6.5 billion. This is all bad stuff, bad payments, fraud, largely fraud. Unemployment insurance, $5.6 billion. According to House Ways and Means in 2024, Social Security, Disability Insurance, and Survivors Insurance Program sent an estimated $8.3 billion in improper payments, including $6.5 billion in overpayments, where they overpaid. So these are staggering numbers, and this has been going on for a long time. We're finding a lot of it.
I'd say that was only about a minute long. That press conference went a lot longer than that, and the president talked about a lot of waste. And the Democrats seem to be upset because they don't think he has the authority to terminate some of that spending. But we know Congress does, and now they're working on a reconciliation bill for tax cuts and other things. And we've got Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio on the line this morning. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
So what are they cooking up over there in the House with this reconciliation bill? Would it include, I'm assuming if Chip Roy and others have their way, it would include some pretty deep cuts as well, right?
That's what it looks like. There is $1.5 trillion in spending cuts that's allocated here in just as a floor. But then they have a goal of reaching $2 trillion. What's interesting is that there was a provision that's put in there that essentially says that if they are not able to get to their goal of $2 trillion in spending cuts, then they have to go and take provisions from the tax cuts and use them to offset the difference. So there's $4.5 trillion worth of tax cuts in here, and some of that would have to be impacted if they aren't able to get the spending cut goal.
Yeah, I did hear somebody say, I was one of the Democrats during that DOGE subcommittee the other day, pointed out that, you know, the Republicans want a debt limit increase and these tax cuts are going to cost us money. That's always how they sell it. But what we found out in Washington is they have a spending problem, not a revenue problem, right?
Yes, certainly. But I do think there might be a little bit of a disagreement amongst Republicans about, you know, what's good tax policy and you know, how do we pay for it? Because some Republicans will argue, well, they're going to pay for themselves with economic growth, but others are saying, well, no, we need a contingency plan in case we don't reach that number. And that's why they put that provision in there that says, well, if we're not able to reach our goals of getting to the necessary spending cuts that we say consistently that we're going to get to, then we're going to have to take some money away from the tax cuts and make up that difference.
With cuts that have already been made, you know, Elon Musk making these suggestions to Donald Trump, and they've been implementing some of these. Do you know where the line is, Ryan, on what the president can do, what he has the authority to do as commander in chief versus what Congress has to officially approve?
Yeah, well, I think what's interesting, Kim, is I think the courts might be the ones to determine that for us, because there's going to be a number of legal challenges, and there already are, challenging some of these cuts that Elon and Trump are trying to pursue, because, you know, there's a question of what are the powers of the president when it comes to this. So I do think that there will be some codification attempts by Congress at some point to make sure some of these changes do stay in law and become law, because that's the easiest way to withhold the legal challenges for Congress to likely just pass a bill. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what they can come up with, because with both bills, the Senate bill and the House bill, it instructs these committees to go in and find cuts, find waste, and essentially ways to make savings. So we'll see what they're able to come up with that might be different from what Trump and Elon are finding.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they reconcile that between the House and the Senate as well, because the Democrats won't have a say in this, right? Just like on Obamacare.
They do, yes. And I'm sure there are some things that Democrats and Republicans could work together on when it comes to finding savings. You've got somebody like Jared Moskowitz, who has said that he wants to make some reforms to FEMA that could be useful for and making FEMA more efficient and also saving some money. You've also got Andy Kim, who used to be a USAID worker, who said that he's very open and actually wants to pursue reforms to USAID this Congress. But he did make it clear that because of how Elon Musk has gone about uprooting that agency, he feels that it's going to be a little bit harder now for them to pull that off, just because of kind of the damage that he thinks this has done.
Sure. Absolutely. Ryan, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you, Mark.
Yep. Ryan Schmelz there with Fox News Radio reporting on that stuff this morning. You know, it's every time there are tax cuts, they tell you that it's costing government something.
Mm-hmm.
Because to them, it's not your money, it's their money. That's what it comes down to. Just like in the state of Missouri, we need to eliminate the state income tax. You can keep that money in your pocket and then spend it the way you want. And then when you spend it, depending on what you buy, I'm sure your sales tax will be a little bit higher, but you can control your spending. You can't control the amount they're taking out of your paycheck each month. This is the argument you have to get through the thick head of the people on the left who are addicted to spending your money, for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Nicole Murray, get you a check of business. Stock's doing well this morning. All right, just a quick reminder again, it is Rise and Shine at Hardee's today. So if you're out driving around, you want some breakfast, swing through Hardee's drive-thru, buy the biscuit for a dollar, and they donate a dollar to heat up St. Louis, which of course helps people that can't pay their heating bills. And so you get great food and you make a great donation, and wouldn't we love to have a bag of that right now? But we can't leave because we're on the radio.
Well, I don't have those for you. I know that would be better because it'd be nice and hot. But I do have something that hopefully will at least make you happy for Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Kim.
I'm holding it up.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if these are going to be... These are already gross to me, but they seem even grosser because they're now frozen. But you know what? Maybe you guys will not care. And if I heat them up, you guys will still eat them.
We don't care.
And I wanted to get cheese because most normal people like cheese, but Carl Middleman is particular, and I remembered that he does not like cheese. So you guys, you and Ethan, Mark, have to sacrifice and not have cheese on them.
Move it to your left just a little bit more so they can see it on the
there
camera.
We go.
There you go. See, now, we love White Castle sliders. Carl and I, it's the gift that keeps on giving all day long, and thank you
good,
for that.
Are they any good frozen?
Well, of course.
I've not had them that way.
We will find out.
We're going to find as long as they're...
You went to the grocery store and got them in the freezer.
Thank you, Kim.
I did, yeah. I'm sorry. I did not actually go to White Castle because I can't stand through the drive-thru there.
That was very thoughtful.
We would have known what you did as soon as you got here.
Let's get to Nicole Murray, please. We got her standing by on this Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, Nicole.
You know, I didn't get flowers or chocolates from you or nothing.
I'm sorry.
Dropping the ball left and right.
So did Carl suggested that you might have some plans this evening?
Yeah, I'm going to be seeing a friend, but I don't know if it's a date or not.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, if you want to give me his phone number, I'll call and we can clarify that for you.
I don't know his number off the top of my head, but I can't get a read on it. But like he texts me every day, but he doesn't make a move. It's been a few times now. Like I can't tell.
It's really always tough. But if someone's asking you to, I assume it's dinner you guys are going to tonight on Valentine's Day. Like, come on. Let me just say this to all the men out there or the women, but usually it's the men asking the women out, which I actually think it should be. Unless you're interested in a girl, don't ask her to go get together on Valentine's Day, because that's just mean. Because any normal girl would assume, Nicole, understandably, that would be a date to me.
I guess I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, now we're invested. I hope it's a date for you.
So is it to, I don't know, a steakhouse, or where are you going?
He's coming over.
Okay.
Oh.
Whoa.
All right.
Are you going to admit this on the air? Would you be interested in him?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I think so. But I'm
good luck.
I'm like scared to let myself go there, because then when I like someone, I turn a little psycho, you know?
I hope he somehow is a big fan of the Mark Cox Morning Show in St. Louis, Missouri, and is listening to this right now.
Yeah, I hope not.
we appreciate your refreshing honesty.
So we will remember this on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll have to ask you about it on Wednesday.
Oh, that's right.
Since we have President's Day off.
Yeah. I hope it goes well, Nicole.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel fat and gross, and I hope that changes by later.
You've got time to have the bloat go down.
You do.
Know the feeling.
Yes.
That's funny. What's going on in the world of business today?
Okay. futures are slightly lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 342, the NASDAQ up 295, the S&P 500 up 63. President Trump has declined to enact reciprocal tariffs, but instead asked federal agencies to study how they might implement the taxes. Trump stopping short of imposing a broad range of tariffs was a relief to investors worried about the effects of a potential trade war. As a result, the Dow rose nearly 0.8%, the NASDAQ jumped 1.5%, the S&P 500 up just over 1%. TikTok has returned to the Apple and Google app stores. The Chinese-owned app has been removed from the two stores last month after TikTok's leadership temporarily halted its service in the U.S. in response to a national security law. Igloo is recalling more than 1 million of its coolers sold across the U.S., Mexico, and Canada due to a handle hazard that has resulted in a handful of fingertip injuries, including some amputations. The now recalled coolers were sold at major retailers like Costco, Target, Dick's, and Amazon between 2019 and 2025. Cocoa prices hit record highs in 2024 amid a global supply shortage. Officials at companies like Hershey and Mondelez and more have alluded to the challenging higher cocoa prices. Expect to pay about 10 to 20% more for chocolates this Valentine's Day than last year. And happy Valentine's Day. You know there are deals to celebrate. Burger King offering a buy one, get one free Whopper on its app. DoorDash, get $20 off any bouquet order. Papa John's, get a heart-shaped pizza for $12. And finally, a survey from the Associated Press shows about three-quarters of Americans, including those without a partner, plan to celebrate Valentine's Day in some way, shape, or form. Meanwhile, 20% of U.S. adults consider Valentine's Day to be outdated.
Or a Hallmark holiday or something like that, huh?
I mean, maybe. I love love. I think, like, why not? It's like, go the extra mile. Get a chocolate bar. Get a flower for someone. It doesn't even have to be romantic.
Somebody got mad at me on Facebook earlier for calling it a Hallmark holiday. Said I was too cynical. It's not that. I mean, if you're in love with your partner, hopefully you're sharing that more than just one day a year. But I did go yesterday because I'm going to be out of town this evening. So I did go yesterday to get my wife something that I knew she would appreciate, and that was a pound of chocolate-covered strawberries.
Ooh.
So not only are strawberries expensive this time of year, when you put chocolate on them, it doubles that.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
$29 for a pound of chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yeah, that's expensive, but
so
hopefully delicious.
Yes.
I mean, I agree. Like, I can be on the line of, like, you know, it's just a Hallmark holiday. But to Nicole's point, you know, you obviously should be telling your spouse or whatever, your significant other, you love them or you appreciate them on a very regular basis. But I think there's something really special with the now $8 cards that we all waste our money on. But, you know, to actually put it into words, I left my husband chocolates in a card this morning. And I think it's just nice to be able to, I still have a drawer with some cards that he's written me over the years. And it is so nice being able to look back on that. And that's something I can show our kids years down the road.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And not for nothing, I'm single as a Pringle, but I'm probably going to get my dog a bone for Valentine's Day. I'm just saying.
I did see there was a card that you could go get that said, from the pet.
Oh, nice.
So that's, I guess, a thing this year.
So Nicole, I have to tell you that every morning Kim does a segment on the show called Kim on a Whim.
Okay.
Her Valentine's Day whim was a very special one. And would you like to tell her why, Kim?
Yeah, my husband and I are expecting our second baby.
Oh, my gosh.
So we announced I'm pregnant. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. How are you feeling?
Thank you. Absolutely terrible.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I've been sick as a dog.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's okay. I was very sick with our first, so I kind of knew it was coming. We were mentally and trying to, like, physically prep, like, knowing that I wouldn't be up for making many meals. And my husband has been a total trooper. Like, we're going through a lot right now. We just had a loss in our family, and that guy has totally stepped up and just been my rock for weeks now, trying to clean the house and prep and do laundry. So, I mean, hats off to my husband. He's been an absolute rock star.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so happy.
Thank
you.
It's a big blessing.
All right, Nicole, we'll check in with you next week.
All right, thanks so much.
All right,
yep, guys.
Have a great weekend. Have a great evening. We appreciate you. Yeah, that's nice.
It is nice. It is nice when you can, I mean, that's such a good way to show love for somebody without even having to say anything. When the other person needs you to pick them up and be their support system like I do right now,
yep,
he has absolutely done that and then more.
Way to go, Michael.
I'll have to tell him to listen to this segment.
Five stars.
Michael.
Right. He gets 5 stars.
Absolutely.
Would recommend.
Would recommend. Not available, but not, would recommend.
Yeah, not on the market, ladies. Sorry about that. That one is taken already. That's fun. That's fantastic. Good for him. You got to do those things, right? And I'm glad that he's stepping up for you. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to In Other News with Ethan. Next hour, Congressman, excuse me, Eric Burleson, who was just great in that DOGE subcommittee meeting the other day on government waste. We'll pick his brain at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
Happening. So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Is that how you feel about Valentine's Day there, Carl?
Love stinks.
It's a great song.
Oh, yeah. That's a great song.
Fantastic song.
Well chosen there, Ethan.
I didn't choose that one.
You didn't?
No.
Oh.
I just told Carl to pick a Valentine's Day song.
All right. It's a great Valentine's song.
It looks like U.S. consumers are projected to spend a staggering $26 billion on Valentine's Day this year. The spending includes traditional gifts like flowers, chocolate, and jewelry, as well as experiences such as romantic dinners, weekend getaways, and spa treatments. Now, a significant portion of the spending is driven by the younger generations, particularly millennials and Gen Z, who are prioritizing meaningful experiences over material gifts.
Is that a date? What is a meaningful experience over a not flowers but dinner or what?
Yeah, I would say like a date or going somewhere, like a trip.
I was going to say a trip or Frankie Martin's in Cottleville. They're doing this thing where you can have. You remember COVID era? They had those igloos outside of restaurants for social distancing.
Yes,
well,
they're
kind
of. They are cute.
I remember
it was weird at the time, but it is actually cute. And they're bringing that back, where you kind of have like wine or champagne, and it's your own little space. And I think
in the
a
igloo?
Candle, right?
Oh,
and
that's
like
great.
A little, almost like a couch or chair set up. So I think these businesses are trying to be creative, and of course, being able to charge more is a nice little perk.
Exactly. They didn't do a good job advertising it because I didn't know anything about it.
So, I saw it on Facebook a bunch.
Sue, what does a newlywed do for Valentine's Day?
I think we're going to have leftover soup.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
thank
perfect.
You
very much. Yes.
Did you make the soup? What kind?
I did. It's black bean. Oh,
I love
killer.
It.
When you're feeling better, I'll send you the recipe.
Oh, that sounds great.
Awesome.
If you're looking to celebrate a unique way today for Valentine's Day, you can do it by adopting a California sea lion at the zoo. There's a $60 adoption package. It supports animal care and includes a plush toy, personalized certificate, and a Valentine's Day card, sea lion photo with facts, car decal, and a donor recognition. Adopters also receive an invite to the zoo's parent picnic. But if you're going to do this, you're a little late, because it usually takes 14 to 21 business days to ship. But you can at least still do it and,
feel good about yourself.
Feel good. Yeah.
Sea lions are cute.
Is that $60 a month or is it a one-time deal?
I think it's just a one-time deal.
Okay. All right.
A subscription?
No, just like one-time $60.
I have a sea lion subscription.
Well, but I mean, usually it's an ongoing expense to feed them, so you'd think they'd want a recurring donation.
They probably send you it like a picture of the sea lion looking all sad, and somehow they have Sarah McLachlan video, and you feel bad, so you have to keep paying for more food every month.
An emaciated seal, that's the picture you get. They're trying to save it.
In a cage.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now, other zoos and animal shelters across the U.S. are going the other way. They're offering darkly humorous fundraisers for Brokenhearted on Valentine's Day. From naming a feral cat after an ex before it's neutered, to feeding a rodent or cockroach named after an old flame to larger animals, these initiatives offer cathartic revenge while raising money for wildlife care. There's a couple out there if you want to.
I guess so.
The aquarium did that.
You got to be pretty burned to
like
want
to hear
spend money on something like that.
If anyone listening knows someone who did that or has done that themselves, please write in. I'd like to know.
We'd like to know. We want to know. Inquiring minds.
There's a recent survey by the Society for Human Resource Management. It found that workplace romances are making a comeback, with 16% of Americans admitting to dating a coworker in the past year, and 52% have been involved in such a relationship during their career. The majority of workplace relationships involve peers, which is 54%, but a significant 41% involve a power imbalance where employees date their bosses. Additionally, 29% of workplace romances were driven by career motivation, such as advancement or job security, while 53% were based on genuine love.
And 100% or 99% of the ones dating their boss are keeping it quiet.
St. Louis County prosecutors dating her staff member. I mean, have you guys? I've been in a relationship with a coworker.
But
have you guys?
But they were dating before, right?
Yes.
Well, they were
like
dating
before she became his boss. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Was it a boss though?
It was not my boss. No, it was a coworker. And this is years and years ago.
Years ago, on my first job, I certainly dated a coworker.
That was my first job too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A powerful solar storm is set to create dazzling northern lights tonight, offering a rare and romantic natural spectacle. Sky watchers in certain regions, particularly in the northern U.S., Canada, and parts of Europe, may witness vibrant displays of green, purple, and red lights dancing across the sky tonight.
Aww. Not us, I'm assuming. No.
We'll see how it happens.
We got the day after the full moon. The full moon night 2 nights ago was cloudy, but last night was clear.
Yeah, it was clear. Mm-hmm.
The Better Business Bureau is warning consumers about a rise in Valentine's Day related scams, particularly online romance fraud, fake flower delivery services, and counterfeit jewelry sales. Scammers often target individuals looking for love or last-minute gifts using emotional manipulation and deceptive deals to steal money and personal information. So be careful out there.
What kind of a sucker would fall for something sent to their phone like that?
If you were trying to buy your significant other like a dinosaur tooth on Facebook Marketplace like Mark did for his grandchild, just be careful. We don't know if it's actually authentic.
It was my grandson, by the way.
He has a piece of paper also from the internet that says it's real.
Well, I forgot about that. I remember when the guy typed that up in his basement.
You're just a bunch of haters.
While he was eating a bag of Cheetos, probably in some other country.
Well, he's almost four, so
thank you.
He still believes
a reminder that Brad Pitt does not want to date you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He doesn't need your money to help with the surgery or whatever.
He's stuck in Australia, and he needs jet fuel.
True.
Thanks for crushing my dreams, Sue.
Sorry about that.
This story, I don't know if it's good. I mean, it's a good story, but it shows us, men, we've got a lot to live up to. There is a couple. Their name was John and Diana Maver. Their love story began in high school. It lasted nearly 50 years of marriage before John passed away in 2017. But even after his death, John has ensured that his love for Diana would continue. Since Valentine's Day of 2018, Diana has received a bouquet of roses and lilies, her favorite flowers, every year. A romantic gesture John arranged before he passed. He set this up before his death. The tradition is expected to continue for the rest of Diane's life, serving as a testament of their everlasting love.
Wow.
Good luck, gentlemen.
I think that's really sweet. You've heard stories where parents have written their kids letters and want them to be given those letters. I think it's like every year on their birthday until they're at least 18 or something. Mm. What movie is that where the guy wrote the woman all these letters? It's some rom-com. You guys won't know it. Sue might.
I can't think of the name of it. Aren't they?
If it's a
Ireland
love story, I might
Dear
have watched
John
it.
Or something? Oh. I don't know.
Dear John is a...
I was like, that's a...
So would that I've be never seen that movie.
A little awkward if the lady remarries and she's still getting these flowers.
I thought about that, too. And I think it's probably super emotional.
Yeah, probably.
It would be probably... Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one.
But if it's a spouse that died, I think people under... There's something
probably
a little bit different about
that's true.
This tells you how terrible I am. I was like, how much did this cost?
The first thought was, how much money did he bank in advance for that to happen for the rest of her life?
Flowers are expensive during Valentine's
That's
Day.
True. Yeah. So are chocolates.
One final other thing. This isn't Valentine's Day related, but it needs to be out there. Save This Life, a Texas-based microchip service for pets. They abruptly closed, causing confusion among pet owners and veterinarian offices. The closure removed the company from the American Animal Hospital Association's Pet Recovery Service Registry. If you have a pet that was registered by these guys, you have to find your veterinarian and get it re-registered somewhere else. They will not show up if they get scanned again.
The vet can scan it and then re-register it for you, probably, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. But with another company.
But right now, if you have one of these, you have no information on your pet.
Wow. So. All right. You might have to get them re-chipped, sounds like.
Exactly.
Coming up, we'll get to Jim Carafano and Congressman Eric Burleson.
Get more at 971talk.com.